Confession number 52. I am led by the Holy Spirit. These next several confessions have something very much in common. Not only are they solid confessions we should declare, they also serve as affirmation of the genuineness or proofs of our salvation. As we proceed, you will see what I mean. In Romans 8:14-17, we find several tangible indicators whereby genuine believers can know that they have been saved, are being saved, and shall be saved forever. As we look at this confession and the next several confessions, we need to see the truths contained here, as well as notice the practicality of the words. In Romans 8:14, Paul wrote, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God." When Paul wrote about believers being led by the Holy Spirit, there are three primary truths contained here. First, he actually leads believers. In other words, his leadership is actual, real leadership, meaning Christians really are led by the Holy Spirit. It is important to note that his leadership is not always the same dynamic fashion every day, but it could be if we were perfectly surrendered every moment. The truth is, there are days when we really seek his leadership. This will be true when we are making a major decision like buying a new house, buying a new car, or making another major purchase or making another major decision. Second, these words were written as continual in action. The Holy Spirit continually leads Christians, not just when we need an answer to prayer, not just when we need divine direction. It is to be continual. As we, moment by moment, remain Spirit-controlled, he will lead us, even to the point of interrupting our day for God's will to be done on earth. Third, we are to be submissive to his leadership. If this is actual leadership, and it is, and if it is continual leadership, and it is surely that, then we are to be submissive to that leadership. It is worth noting here that one of the results of rejecting the leadership of the Holy Spirit, periods of spiritual sadness or even doubting our salvation, maybe you've noticed that in your walk. Walk with the Lord today. Walk knowing you're being led by the Holy Spirit. Have a great day, and remember confession number 52, I am led by the Holy Spirit.